This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. If your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, be sure to disable that for this meditation because we obviously want to use silence. To get your body in a good disposition for meditation, lie flat on your back or sit comfortably in a chair and uncross your legs. Close your eyes. It's important to be warm enough because when you're cold, you clench your muscles, and we're going to try to unclench all of our muscles in our body in this meditation. Begin to take in slow, deep breaths. In your next inhale, send your breath to your belly and then hold it for a moment until it becomes slightly uncomfortable. And then exhale, and as you exhale, say to yourself, relax. And feel the muscles in your body soften. And feel the weight of your body feel heavier on the surface you're on. That feeling right there is what you want to try to hold as long as you can through this meditation. Focusing your mind on feeling your body relax, feeling your body in its mass, in its weight, and using your imagination to feel the life of your body from within. The reason why we do this in this meditation is because of neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the brain is always rewiring itself. Neurons connected by synapses are always creating new pathways based upon our experiences, the things that we say, the things that we see, the things that we do, the things that we think and feel. Neurons that fire together wire together. So what we're trying to do in this meditation, in every episode of this meditation, we're trying to fire the neurons in our brain of focusing our mind on our body, relaxing, feeling our body, having this awareness of the entirety of our body. And with that neuron firing, we also want to fire the neuron of sensing God's presence with us, God's spirit in us, giving life to our body, present in us and around us, and the presence of his intimate and infinite love for us. And the more we can fire those neurons together, the more they will wire together. So that you're going through moments throughout your day. Maybe you're stopped at a stoplight. You're getting ready to have a meeting. Or you're just sitting and working. And you can quickly become aware of feeling your body. Relaxing your body. And when you feel your body from within, also going to fire is the neuron that senses God's presence. God's love for you. This is going to enable you to have a sense of walking with God. I mean, literally, bodily walking with God throughout your day. It works. And it's a big change. It makes a big difference in your life. So focus on your breathing right now. Taking in a deep breath into your belly. Slow breath. And exhaling relaxation into your body, feeling your body from your head to your feet, keeping a rhythm that's low and slow. Try to feel your entire body. Feel your shoulders. Feel your head. Your arms, your hands. Your legs, your feet. As part of this meditation, we read scripture so that we can associate our body with spiritual reality, live an integrated life, not separating our body from our spiritual lives, but seeing them as completely integrated. This is the biblical definition of the soul. This word nefesh in Hebrew is the word that's translated soul, but it means body and mind and spirit. Heart, it means the entirety of who you are. The entirety of who you are is part of your salvation. That's why you'll have a resurrection of your body when Christ returns to earth. God loves your body, created your body, sees your body as an important part of who you are. And the more you meditate in this way, you'll see your body as part of who you are. In your soul as well, reintegrating your body with your soul. So as we read scripture, try to feel these biblical truths in your body, using your imagination. Romans 8:15. The spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Abba was the Aramaic family term a child would call their father. It's like we say daddy. It's not a verse necessarily trying to get you to call God daddy. It's trying to get you to feel secure in your always belonging, always present relationship with him as your father. You belong to him. You are born of God. You are a child of heaven. You are in his family. You are secure in his committed love for you. He is always with you. Always looking at you with committed love and tenderness. So that you no longer have to live in fear, Paul says. You're not a slave. You don't have to live in the fear of trying to be accepted by God. You don't have to live in the fear of not being enough, not being good enough. Always insecure of whether or not you're accepted by God. Always insecure of whether or not you can trust God with your life. You no longer have to live in fear because the God that created this universe, the God who created your body, the God who created you, is also in control of everything. He is Lord of heaven and earth, Jesus says. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground, Jesus says, apart from the care of your Father in heaven. So do not be afraid. You are much more valuable than sparrows. That's what Jesus teaches in Matthew 10:29-31. So you have the Spirit of God in you. Not a spirit of slavery to fear and insecurity, self-protection, anxiety. Rather, God's Spirit has guaranteed you are God's child. You're in God's story for you. You're in God's care for you. You're in God's world that he controls, and you can trust him as your father who always loves you. An Abba Father kind of relationship. You're an Abba Father kind of child. That you are God's child. You belong. You are God's child, part of His family. And the Spirit of God testifies right now in the present tense, is telling you, telling your spirit that you are God's child. But you have to listen to the Spirit to hear Him. This is where Christian meditation, using your biblically guided imagination, can help. And one of the things we want to do in this meditation is reintegrate this truth of being God's child, being secure in His love, being secure that you are enough because Jesus is enough and Jesus is in you and you are in Jesus. God created you and loves you and loves your body, loves everything that is the real you. And we're going to reintegrate this truth and anchor it into your body and your mind, anchoring it into your very soul. Feel this reality in your whole body, using your imagination, the eyes of your heart. Feel this truth. Let me read the verse again. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Feel this reality in your whole body. Using your imagination, you are God's child. His Spirit is in you. Remember 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Your body is a holy temple made holy by Jesus. A temple of the Holy Spirit who is in your body, and He testifies with your spirit that you are a child of God. Feel that in your whole body. Feel your whole body. Feel it from within. The life in your body, given to you by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God indwells your body as a temple, testifying with your spirit that you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in insecurity. You don't have to live in self-protection. You can trust God as your Abba Father. You are secure. You belong. Someone's in charge. He's Lord of heaven and earth. And He's your Father. And He loves you. And in Jesus, you are enough. Use your imagination to feel this truth in your whole body, in your head, your scalp, relaxing every muscle in your scalp, feeling the love of God bring release of tension, release of anxiety, release of clenched muscles in your head, in your forehead, behind your eyes. There are 6 muscles behind your eyes. Just let them go. Let them release. It feels good to let go of those muscles behind your eyes. Let them relax. Release. The muscles in your cheeks. Let your face drop. releasing your jaw so that your bottom teeth separate from your top teeth. Releasing your tongue, your muscle of your tongue. Your tongue is a muscle all the way back into your throat. Just let it drop. Releasing tension in the back of your head. All the way down your neck. Into your shoulders. And down your arms. Into your hands. And from your shoulders down to your back. All the way down to your lower back. Into your buttocks, your pelvic area, up to your belly, your gut, into your chest, so that your entire torso and your arms, your shoulders, your neck, your head are feeling utterly relaxed, released of tension, released of clenched muscles, you don't have to fear, you don't have to have insecurity or anxiety. The Lord of heaven and earth is your Father, who loves you, is with you, accepts you because of Jesus, loves you, the real you, loves your body, and has eternal plans for it. Let His Spirit testify to your spirit that you are God's child. You don't have to be a slave of fear anymore. Feel this in your legs, your thighs, this security, the presence of His Spirit, His intimate and infinite love for you, down your legs into your calves, your feet. Just use your imagination to feel the reality of God's Spirit, filling your entire body with God's love, letting fear drain out of your body, letting anxiety drain out of your body, self-protection, letting it go and drain out of your body, releasing all clenched muscles in your entire body, and feeling your head and your hands and your feet at the same time, feeling your face relax, your hands relax, your feet, your legs, your arms, your belly, your back, your shoulders. The Spirit you received does not make you a slave so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption, and by Him you cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with your spirit that you are God's child. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I'm your child. I thank you that I don't have to be insecure, that I'm not accepted by you. I don't have to be insecure that you're not in control of everything in my life. You are Lord of heaven and earth, and you are my Father. And I have received your Spirit in me, and your Spirit is testifying right now that I am your child. I am secure. I belong to you. I am your child, a child of heaven, a child of light, a child who's secure. I don't have to give in to fear. I can have confidence and assurance in every situation. And I thank you for this truth because of Jesus. Thank you that you have given me your Spirit and that my body is a temple, a holy temple of your Holy Spirit who is in me. And I surrender to you and trust in you. Live for you. Live in joy and love because I have your joy and your love in me. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.